when I tell people my determination, I tell them why. Okay. I either say, I don't think you're a good fit right now, and here's why, and here's what you can do to become a good fit. Or I say, I think you're a great fit, and here's why. Let me tell you what happens when you have a suitability process. They get excited about moving forward. So as opposed to them feeling like you're just there for their money, they genuinely feel like you helped them make a decision that was best for them. And so at the end of the call, when I told her like, yo, I think you will be an amazing fit for the community. Here's why you said these four things. And this is how they resonated with our core values inside the mastermind. And here's how I think we can get you to the next level. She was honored. She's like, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe I got accepted. I can't believe, like, she was thanking me. And so sometimes, especially those of you who are intimidated by sales and telling people your price and making money, one of the ways you can get around that is by creating qualifiers to work with you, by creating a process that people have to apply for, because now it's not just about whether or not they can afford it. It takes the attention off the money and puts the attention on the solution. It puts the attention on the client, right? So neither one of you guys are thinking necessarily about the money. You guys are really thinking about like, am I a good fit for her? Is she a good fit for me? Can I really like help her achieve her goals, right? And so by the time you tell them your price, after you've told them your determination, that just becomes a logistical matter that we got to figure out, as opposed to the money being the elephant in the room. Just because someone can live with a disease doesn't mean they should. The overwhelming majority of prescriptions written today are written to treat lifestyle disease. Lifestyle disease is defined as conditions which can be attributed to the way in which a person lives. This includes things like physical activity, drinking, smoking, stress, the quality of our social connections, sleep, purposeful and professional alignment, and of course, our diet. But what if there was an alternative? What if before putting pen to pad, we had a comprehensive solution in lieu of pills and procedures? You are listening to the Plant Protocol Podcast for current and aspiring health professionals who are done with simply managing chronic lifestyle challenges and are interested in taking a whole food, plant-based approach to combating them. I'm your host, Lisa A. Smith. It's time to come get this health. Over 70% of our clients stay with us for at least 2 years. Here's why. If you are a coach who is currently running group coaching programs, or you aspire to eventually run group coaching programs, this episode is for you. I'm going to break down three main reasons I've personally identified as to how we've been able to curate such an amazing community at my coaching company. And I think it's going to be extremely beneficial for those of you who are interested in running communities, curating communities, and really embodying what it means to have a successful community. Let's get into it. Number one, the very first reason people stay in great communities, and the number one way you curate a great community, is as a coach, you have to recognize that most people come for strategy, but they stay for safety. Most people come for strategy. They join a community for the strategy of whatever problem the community is meant to solve, but then they stay for safety, right? They come for strategy, they stay for safety. So a lot of times people think, and this was me when I first started joining communities many years ago, people think they just need to know what to do, okay? So depending on how you position and market your community, people will be drawn to it because of the problem you're going to solve within it, right? Like, let me teach you how to lose weight on a plant-based diet, right? Let me teach you how to reach financial freedom in 365 days, okay? Let me tell you how to buy your first income property, right? Whatever it is, like whatever problem your community is designed to solve, people are going to be attracted to it for the strategy that they expect to be attached to it. However, if you want to make sure people stay in your community, even after they've gotten their paws on your strategy, you have to make sure you curate a community of safety. So people need to feel safe being vulnerable in your community. People need to feel safe being themselves in your community. And people need to feel safe failing in your community. So let me break this down. If you don't know me, I'm Lisa A. Smith. plant-based health and business coach and personal development coach. Coaching is my jam. It's my game. I've been coaching since 2016 and I absolutely love it. It is what I do. So I run a coaching company where we specialize in health coaching, business coaching, and personal development. So I've been curating and running communities for many, many years. And so after collecting all this data, this is what I noticed. So I hope it's helpful for you guys today. So remember, I just said that people need to feel safe with you. They need to feel safe being vulnerable. They need to feel safe being themselves, and they need to feel safe failing in the community. Why is this important? Because again, they come to your community for strategy, right? Which means you're going to teach them how to solve a specific problem. To get X, you have to do Y. However, it's very likely that if they are coming to you for strategy, when they try and deploy the strategy, there's probably going to be some hiccups. There's probably going to be some moments of growth that they're going to have to grow through. And you want to make sure that they feel safe coming back to the community and admitting where things didn't go well, or admitting when they got scared and they froze up, admitting when they launched and nobody bought. Like, you have to make sure you curate a community where people feel safe failing. Let me tell you why. What's crazy is when it comes to goals, most people, they say that the reason they don't pursue their goals, the reason that they don't go after what they want, is because they're afraid of failure. But what I realized after being a coach for so many years is that the truth of the matter is that people are not afraid of failing. People are not afraid of failing. They're afraid of failing publicly. Okay? Because people fail privately all the time. Like, we all do it. We fail privately and we just go back to our business as usual. Like, oop, messed that up. Oop, didn't achieve that goal, right? However, it's a different type of feeling when you fail publicly, when somebody watches you flop publicly. So people, despite what they say, don't have a problem with failing. They have a problem with failing publicly. They have a fear of being judged. They have a fear of people seeing their insecurities, their weaknesses, right? Their vulnerabilities. And so if you are great at curating a community, you will do so in which people are safe to fail. They feel safe to come back to the group, to come back to the tribe and admit when things didn't go well. They feel safe coming back to the tribe and admitting when things didn't go as planned, admitting when they dropped the ball. When you curate a community that equally prioritizes strategy to solving the problem and safety, I promise you, people will never want to leave. Now, here's my tip for those of you who are seeking out a community. Many of you, it's the top of the year, right? And many of you have been wise enough to realize that there's some stuff you can't do on your own and you're going to need help, whether it's in your health, your business, your relationships, your faith, your money, whatever it is. Many of you have realized that I'm gonna need help and I'm in search of a coach or a community to support me in this goal. So not only am I gonna give you the tips for curating a great community, for those of you watching and listening who are desiring to be part of a community, I'm gonna give you tips along the way as well. So here's your first one. Okay, so the first tip is, if you're searching for a community that you need to be a part of to accomplish a certain goal, you want to make sure that the community is both clear and specific about the problem that they solve. Okay. So you don't just want a community of a whole bunch of women. Just, we here because we all women. No. Right. You want a community for which the point of the community has been made clear and specific. So you don't want to just be in a community of female business owners. That's cool. You might get some value out of that. Right. But what if the community was specifically curated for female business owners of online coaching companies, right? You see how you can get more specific and more dialed in. So if you are a person who's in a specific season of your life who is searching for a community, then I need you to make sure that it is clear what problem the community is meant to solve. And it's very specific. It's going to be very important, right? Because there will automatically be better alignment. There will automatically be better alignment if you are in a community that is specific and clear. Okay. So that's the first thing you want to do. And I don't care how big or small the community is, like, be very careful with getting sucked in, y'all, by what we call vanity metrics, right? Don't get sucked in by a celebrity. Don't get sucked in by the vast number or the sheer size of the community. But you want to really read and pay attention and ask questions if you need to. Like, before I join, before I sign up, before I commit to this, like, what do you guys do here? Who is this really for? And an even better question would be, who is this not for? Okay? Because some of y'all need some help with these goals, and it's the like DIY season is over. Somebody put that in the chat. DIY season is over. DIY season is over. So if you're in the business of curating communities like me, or if you're in the business of joining communities also like me, I curate multiple communities and I'm in multiple communities. And so I'm telling you from firsthand experience from the business side and from the membership side that this is very key. The community should have a very good strategy for solving the problem, but it should also promote safety, meaning it's okay to come back here. You won't publicly get judged or criticized for failing. You won't publicly get judged or criticized for being vulnerable, right? Nobody's going to push you to the point of discomfort where you feel ashamed coming back and sharing, okay? So you want to make sure that the community strategy and safety, that's number one. Okay, so the second tip for curating a great community or for finding one is this. If you're in the business of curating communities, service leads, money follows. Now, this is one of our core values at my coaching company. So myself and, well, of course, myself, I created the core value, but my team is trained on this core value. We have 5 core values at my company, and service leads and money follows is one of them. Okay. So I make sure my team is extremely familiar with our core values because this is really important when it comes to how they show up in the community. Right? Because my team is active in our community. They're not just like behind the scenes people, but they also have to show their face and their voice in our community. And so I need them to know that when we are dealing with our clients, service leads and money follows all the time. So what that means for those of you who are trying to curate a phenomenal community, it means this: don't let anyone in your community unless you are 100% sure that it is a good fit for them. That is what it means to lead with service, right? So sometimes as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as coaches, whatever, however you identify, sometimes we can make the mistake of saying yes to a prospect because they said yes to us, right? They raised their hand to work with us. They can afford it. You've pitched the offer. They say yes. But you might know, a part of you might know that they're not really the best fit for whatever reason. Right? And service leads, money follows means that when you get that intuitive feeling like this is not for them, or I'm not really vibing with their energy, or they're just not, my program is maybe too advanced for them, or it's not advanced enough for them. Maybe they are further along than your average client and you know that they actually probably need something else. You have to be honest with that, about that upfront. And you're going to have to say no to that money because when they get in the community, there's going to be misalignment. And so if you are not genuinely honest with yourself and the person, the prospect, about whether or not they're a good fit, you on the back end spoil your community. And so it is very important to have a qualification process. It's very important to have a suitability process. So that way you are making sure you're only letting people in the room for whom your process is a good fit. This is called integrity. I have said no to people in the past, despite wanting the money, because I didn't think they were a good fit. I didn't think they were ready. I thought maybe even one of my other coaching programs was a better fit for them than the one they applied for. You have to be honest about that because yes, you get money on the front end. However, the back end, you're going to reap the consequences of making that decision if they're not a good fit for your community. Now, for those of you who are in search of a community, here's the second tip for you. Please make sure that the community you're thinking about joining has a process for letting people in. If the only thing you have to do to get into that ecosystem is to pay, it might be problematic when you get in there. I've been part of communities where the only requirement was that I could afford it. It was not a good look. I remember I only stayed in that particular community for 1 year. Like when it was time to renew and my renewal was coming up, I was like, absolutely not. Y'all all over the place in here. Like, I don't know where to go to solve my problem. Everybody is a mess, right? So the best communities are ones that actually are a little difficult to get in, meaning there's an application process, there's a suitability process, right? There are qualifiers to get in, right? There should be a chance that they're going to tell you no. This literally just happened last week. I had somebody apply for my mastermind, Clarity, right? Because all of my coaching programs have applications and suitability interviews. And so she completed the application. She had her suitability interview with me last week. And during the suitability interview, it is truly a suitability interview. Let me be clear about that. It's not a sales call. It's not just like, okay, let me, you know, pitch you and then collect your money. I'm genuinely asking questions to determine if I really think she's a good fit to be in my mastermind. And so after we go through the suitability interview, I determined that she was a good fit. And when I tell people my determination, I tell them why. Okay. I either say, I don't think you're a good fit right now, and here's why, and here's what you can do to become a good fit. Or I say, I think you're a great fit, and here's why, right? So I did that for her. I said, you're a great fit for Clarity. Here's why. Let me tell you what happens when you have a suitability process. They get excited about moving forward. So as opposed to them feeling like you're just there for their money, they genuinely feel like you helped them make a decision that was best for them. And so at the end of the call, when I told her like, yo, I think you would be an amazing fit for the community. Here's why you said these four things. And this is how they resonated with our core values inside the mastermind. And here's how I think we can get you to the next level. She was honored. She's like, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe I got accepted. I can't believe like, okay. She was thanking me. And so sometimes, especially those of you who are intimidated by sales and telling people your price and making money, one of the ways you can get around that is by creating qualifiers to work with you, by creating a process that people have to apply for, because now it's not just about whether or not they can afford it. It takes the attention off the money and puts the attention on the solution. It puts the attention on the client, right? So neither one of you guys are thinking necessarily about the money. You guys are really thinking about like, am I a good fit for her? Is she a good fit for me? Can I really like help her achieve her goals, right? And so by the time you tell them your price, after you've told them your determination, that just becomes a logistical matter that we got to figure out, as opposed to the money being the elephant in the room. Does that make sense? So for those of you who are curating communities, don't just work with everybody. Don't work with everybody, because you're not qualified to solve everybody's problem. Just because they want to get healthy and you're a health coach doesn't mean you're qualified to help them. What type of health coach are you? What vehicles do you use to help them to get healthy? Like, what's your personal experience? Like, you just because you're a health coach doesn't mean you're qualified to work with anybody who wants to get. Just because you're a business coach doesn't mean you're qualified to work with anybody who has a business, right? So the more specific you are and dialed in you are about the qualifiers to be in your program, the better your community is going to be. And those of you who are searching for a community, the more specific the community is about who they let in and who they don't let in, the more you can guarantee that you're going to be able to thrive there, because everyone was vetted to be there. And so that is going to be one of my, like, and this goes for free communities too. Let me be very clear. Like, I've joined Facebook groups, and you guys know how they have like the questions at the beginning. Like, what do you do? Answer this question. And okay, what level are you on in business? It should be questions. Like, those are considered qualifying questions, even though it's a free Facebook group. You get what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that whether it's a free community or a paid community, that there are qualifiers that everyone has been vetted to be here, and that they genuinely, and this is the most important part, that they genuinely honor their qualifiers. So it's not just enough to have them. You have to honor them. Kind of like boundaries. Y'all know how y'all do. I'm setting boundaries. Nobody's going to be able to take advantage of me anymore. And then you got boundaries, but y'all never enforce them. Everybody just hitting you up anytime, taking your time, your money, your attention, your feelings. Just nobody has boundaries. But we say we got them, but we ain't enforcing them. So there's no point in having them if you're not going to enforce them. So there's no point in having qualifiers and having an application process and a suitability process if you're not going to enforce it. Okay, entrepreneurs, you got to put your capital letter CEO hat on and run a whole business. Okay, so if you create systems in your business, you have to honor the systems you create. Hey, pardon the interruption, but I really need your help. Listen, here are the facts. Nearly half of all Americans have cardiovascular disease. Approximately 75% of Americans are considered overweight or obese. 6 out of 10 Americans are battling a chronic disease, and 4 out of 10 have 2 or more. And these chronic diseases include things such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, and Alzheimer's. Listen, what we know to be true is that a whole food plant-based protocol is one of the most effective dietary approaches to combating these chronic health challenges. And I am committed and dedicated to doing everything I can to helping individuals adopt a whole food plant-based protocol to either prevent or arrest and combat these chronic health challenges. But I need your help to do so. Listen, we just opened up enrollment again for the Plant Protocol Plant-Based Coaching Certification. As you know, this is my plant-based coaching certification where I help coaches and health professionals just like yourself to master plant-based and lifestyle science, to master the art of coaching, and to master business acumen to make sure you have all the tools necessary to create, sustain, and grow a health coaching business. If you've been listening here for a while, you're more than likely wondering if you can do it. And I'm here to tell you, you can. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to apply for the Plant Protocol. We're enrolling for just a few days, and I would love to have you join me on this mission to help individuals live a higher quality of life for as long as they can. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. Number 3, let's get to the last one, all right? Because I'm so proud of our community at the Plant Protocol. I told y'all in the beginning, over 70% of our clients stay 2 years or longer. Like right now, as we speak, we have several clients who have re-enrolled for their 3rd year with us. Like, I don't know if y'all know how much that fills my heart up. Like, I'm so proud. I was just telling a friend this the other day, like, somebody wants to work with me for 3 years. Like, I'm just so proud. But it really speaks to the work we've done to curate the community. It's not just me. Like, yeah, I'm the coach. I'm cool. I'm smart. But the community is what keeps them there for sure. So here's the third one. For those of you who are putting together communities, I need you to accept and embrace the fact that you are a role model. And in most cases, you serve as a possibility model for your clients. So listen, people are willing to follow people that they admire and that they are proud of. It is one of your primary jobs as a community leader to make your community proud. You know what I hate sometimes when I've heard like celebrities say, I didn't sign up to be a role model. Like somebody might be publicly complaining about, I don't know, let's say the quality of their music and stuff they're saying in their music. Right? Maybe it's about drugs or sex or whatever. And so, you know, the celebrity will get called out on it. Like, hey, you have all these young kids following you. Do you ever worry that, you know, you are telling them or suggesting to them things, behavior that's not good for them? And I hate when celebrities respond by saying, I never signed up to be a role model. Like, bruh, you a celebrity. Like, you ain't have to sign up for it. It came with the job. Right? And that's exactly what I need you guys to understand about leading community. I don't care what you ever want it to be. I just like being behind the camera. Like, I just want to be a coach. You are a role model. It comes with a job. It's not something you get to opt out of, right? When you intentionally position yourself in the front, that's what you do when you are a community leader. When you intentionally position yourself in the front, you are automatically agreeing to the job of being a role model. So one of the reasons our communities are so fire at my coaching company is because I've accepted and embraced the fact that I am a role model. People are sold on when they spend their money with you, right? But what you have to continue to do that I don't think most people realize is that you got to keep selling them. Does that make sense? Like you've done something amazing to get them to say yes the first time. But the reason people stay with me for years is not just because of what I've done in the past that they admired, but it's because of what I continue to do, right? So I continue to intentionally win in front of my clients. When you are a coach or someone that is leading communities, leading congregations, whatever it is, they are proud of you for what you've already done, which is why they've chosen to sit at your feet. However, you keep them by continuing to make them proud. You can't just sell old wins. You make your clients proud by continuing to win. and embracing the fact that you're a role model. So they should see you elevating as they're working with you. Does that make sense? And so my clients, they see me like, I be telling my clients everything. So when we're in our coaching sessions, I'm telling you like, guys, guess what I'm testing out in business this year? Or I tell them about potential business opportunities that I have on the line or ones that we're finalizing, like stuff that y'all don't hear or don't hear about us in the public, because I want them to know, like, I don't just do what I'm doing here with you guys. I'm still actively doing the thing that I sold you on, right? I'm still actively doing the thing that I sold you on. And not only am I just still actively doing it, I'm actively winning at it. Okay. And so I make sure my community sees that. I make sure that my community knows that. And for several of them, this literally happened last week. I think I had two private one-on-one calls with our clients, a few of our clients. And both of them said in that call, Lisa, you are a possibility model for me. You are what I'm trying to become. What you've achieved is what I'm trying to achieve. That is like chef's kiss. I'm like, yes, right? Because they're like, I have no reason to search for another community. I have no reason to search anywhere else for what I'm trying to achieve in my business or in my health, because you are doing a great job at exemplifying it. This is what you should be doing as a community leader. You should be doing a great job at being a role model and exemplifying that which they're trying to achieve. Okay. And so I truly believe one of the reasons I keep clients for so many years, like we have clients that leave and come back. Like, can I pause and flex for a moment? Like, I don't do this often. I just usually keep my head down at work. But I am so proud of the fact that people will leave the community and then come back. Like, all right, I came, I got what I came to get. Lisa, you gave me what I came to get. And then we'll get emails like, y'all still open? Right? Like, I'm so proud of that. Like, the retention rate, the lifetime value of our clients is so high because they continue to see me win. Like, even after they, you know, get their certification and leave the community, they're still getting emails from me about the winning that I'm doing, the things that I'm pursuing, right? They see me elevating to the next level. And it is important because I have embraced my job as being a role model. Now, for those of you who are seeking a community, here's your final tip, okay? You want to make sure that the coaches and the leadership within the community are fully active in the thing that they're coaching you on, because it changes the energy. When they are fully active, it means they're learning lessons in real time still. It means they're testing things out in real time still. And what's going to happen is you're going to bring that, if they're dope, if they're dope, it's me. They're going to bring those lessons and the results of those tests back to you and share it with you. And in real time, help you to implement it in the thing that you're trying to do. There is nothing like sitting at the feet of someone who's still fully active. That's how my coach is, right? My coach is a professional speaker and he's fully active on the speaking circuit. So as he's doing deals and learning things, even after 30 years in the game, he's still bringing that information back to us privately and being like, okay, here's what I just noticed in the last year. Here's how we need to move now. Here's how the industry is changing. Here's how, right? It's a different type of alignment when the leader is still fully active and when they are accepting and embracing their role as a role model, okay? And because they then go above and beyond, right? So if you are searching for a community being, the final tip for you is if you're searching for a community this year, is number one, I want you to identify the characteristics and the things that you want in a possibility model, right? If you're saying, I want to be led by somebody, like, what do I want them to be like? This can go from everything from demographic stuff. Like, I know my first coach, I wanted a Black woman, right? And that's what I got. So this can be like as small as demographic stuff, as big as their achievements, the structure of their business, or if you're following them for any other reason, health, maybe they got healthy, but maybe you want to look at how they got healthy. It's not good enough just to have a nice body. How did they get the body, right? Like, because I'm plant-based, so I wanted a coach who was plant-based, right? And so there's so many things. So I want you to identify what characteristics and what things do you want to be present in a possibility model? And that's what you look for in the forefront and the leader of that community. It's going to be super important, right? Because when my clients come to me and say, look, you're my possibility model, this is it, I see the star and the twinkle in their eye, right? I'm like, wow, I'm really making them proud. And that makes me feel good, right? And so it's very, very important that you guys embrace the fact that you're a role model. So you have to act accordingly. So that means that everything that I preach and teach publicly, I'm doing privately, right? So I'm leading by example on purpose. So I'm not just preaching and teaching things that I think is best or that I previously did, but these are things that I'm fully active in. And I think that's one of the things that's always made me so attractive when I was a plant-based health coach. I'm still a plant-based health coach, but mostly business coach now, right? It's because they see me living the lifestyle and they see it on me. So I've been to several speaking engagements in person. When I get on a stage, they like, oh yeah, I could tell, right? I've had people in the audience comment on my body. I have had people in the audience comment on my skin. They're like, oh yeah, you're doing what you're telling us. I can tell you don't eat sugar. I could tell you eat plants every damn day. Like I can tell, like it's okay. I want to follow you now. Tell me more, right? Like just be a role model. It changes the game. Just be a role model. It changes the game. And what's so cool is like inside of my certification, everything that I teach my coaches to do to build their business, they see me doing it in real time. What I'm doing right now for you guys, live on social media, no pre-recorded mess. So y'all watch me stumble over my words in real time. Y'all watch me mess up in real time. This is exactly what I teach my coaches to do. So they cannot give me any back talk. They're like, oh, at least I see you doing it all the time. Okay, let me get in front of this camera, right? I'm a role model. I don't teach anything in our process that I don't already do and that I haven't already gotten success from, right? I just revealed to them in our class last Wednesday. I was like, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm trying out 7 things in business this year. I'm going to share one of them with you right now. I told them one of the things I was trying out in business for 2024. And I gave them the opportunity to give me feedback on their opinion of it, right? And I asked them like, what do y'all think? Do y'all think that's good? Do you guys, you know, and they were like, they really helped me, right? So I don't have the results of this test yet. I was like, I'm trying it out all year. And then I was like, I already put on a calendar for January 2025 to teach it to y'all if it works, right? And they was like, bet. It's so amazing. You can future cast with your clients, right? And so that is how you build an amazing community, guys. And those are tips for those of you who are looking to be in an amazing community. Let me see. Oh, Arlette said, no back talk. Exactly. You see me on here right now doing the thing. So what you gonna do? How you gonna challenge me? Because I'm telling you it works and I'm doing it myself. So that's how I know it works, right? So for those of you who are running communities, I need you to take these tips serious. Like stop just letting everybody in. Stop not having qualifiers. You need to start being specific. You have to recognize they come for strategy, but they stay for safety. Like, take this stuff serious. I could probably list 5 more things of a great community, but when I was thinking about what were the top 3, these were it by far. So I hope this was helpful for you guys today. I'm currently enrolling in one of my communities, which is my mastermind, Clarity. It is a year-long container where you work with me as a plant-based mastermind, year-long where you work with me on your health, your self-awareness, your emotional intelligence, and finally, your surrender to radical obedience. So I'm releasing a brand new curriculum this year, y'all. Wish me luck, where it's my radical obedience blueprint. And it is exactly the things that I've personally done to surrender to obedience in my life, and which has been a game changer. And so that curriculum is going to be the foundation of my mastermind this year. So I'm super excited. And like, let's just keep going on this community piece. We're enrolling and already 3 people who were in the first cohort for 2023, they've already re-enrolled for 2024. I'm telling you right now, somebody coming back to you is by far the biggest compliment in business. They're like, I signed up for the first thing and it was so good, I want to come back. It's the biggest compliment. So already 3 people that were in the first cohort have already said yes and signed up for 2024. I do this community thing, y'all. I do the community thing like a G. I ain't gonna hold you. So anyway, if you're interested in being in Clarity, the mastermind, the plant-based mastermind with me, then you can click the link in the show notes, in the bio. I don't know, wherever you're watching, listening to this. And enrollment is only open through the end of January, though, January 31st. And then it's closed for the whole year. I only enroll 1 time a year for Clarity for my mastermind. So our cohort, the reason the community is so fire there is because the cohort stays together for an entire year. We don't let any new people in. And so I'm enrolling right now for the 2024 cohort, and we won't start enrollment for 2025 until November of this year. So that's Clarity, my plant-based mastermind for women of color who need to surrender to a life of radical obedience. So that's it for me. Listen, I'm back here same time next Monday. Y'all know what it is. I was here on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So you know me, no Mondays off. We consistent all day. So I'll see you guys back here next Monday with another topic, but you guys go be amazing coaches, and amazing clients. Until next time, y'all. You tuned in today because, like me, you're a disruptor. You're passionate about health and you have firsthand experience of taking a whole food plant-based approach to combating chronic health challenges. You want to see lifestyle and dietary modifications become the norm in the way in which we practice healthcare. However, you need mastery around nutrition and lifestyle science, a better understanding of behavior change to improve client compliance, and confidence in your ability to effectively coach clients to adopting those lifestyle modifications. You need the Plant Protocol. Visit theplantprotocol.com to apply and let's work together to improve the way in which we care for our most prized possession, our health. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. Until next time, remember, radical obedience is still undefeated. Stay obedient.